نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. نعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، من يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد، فقال الله تعالى في القران المجيد: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله ان الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فانساهم انفسهم اولئك هم الفاسقون. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. The verse which I have just recited, this is from Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59. And just before the last portion of the Surah. And the verses which have come before this, in fact the whole Surah almost, dealing with the situation of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Now, as you know, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he migrated from Makkah to Medina, a definite group of munafiqeen, the hypocrites, came into being. And these munafiqeen were trying to dynamite Islam from within, because they were living in Medina. And then they were conspiring with the Jewish tribes which were living in Medina. Although these Jewish tribes had entered into an agreement with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is known as Medina Charter. So by virtue of the agreement, they were bound to help and support the Mumineen, the Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they did not abide by this. And then one after the other, they violated the treaty, and therefore the chief of the Munafiqeen in Medina, his name was Abdullah ibn Ubay, he kept on conspiring with the Jewish, with the enemies of Islam, against the Sahaba, against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore the verse which I have just recited, it refers to that particular issue. And if you like to define the munafiq, everybody knows about it. We all talk about it. Every day we talk about it. Now, who is a munafiq? Apparently you will say that anybody who believes in something does something else. His action does not correspond to what he has in his heart or mind. We say every day in our conversation with our friends, with our neighbors, all kinds of things we say, so-and-so munafiq, so-and-so munafiq. What does it mean really? Essentially, what you convey by saying that his action does not correspond to what is really in his heart. And these munafiqeen, they were doing exactly the same thing, except more exaggerated, in the sense they did not believe truly in Islam. They did not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not believe in the teachings of Islam. And yet they projected themselves as Muslim, in the sense that they did everything outwardly which any Muslim used to do. They used to come and make namaz in the Masjid Nabawi. They were to show fast, at least to show that they are fasting. In other words, they were doing everything which a Muslim used to do. And yet Quran says that Allah gives evidence that they are munafiq, they are not your friends. After narrating this, the Quran comes to the mu'mineen and says, the translation which I just recited, translation is that, all those who believe, ya yulizina amanu. And you must understand one thing. Whenever Allah demands some action, then He always uses the term, ya yulizina amanu. Does not say, ya yulizina aslamu. Because these are the ones who claim, announce that we are mu'min. And a mu'min is he who, in whose heart Islam or Iman has taken root. And if Iman has taken root in the heart, which changes our attitude of mind. And when that happens, he does not care who laughs at him, who says what. He is absolutely above of those things. And if the Iman has not taken root in our heart, that means that we have Iman, legally we are Muslims. I often say, Fiqhi Muslim. Fiqhi Muslim means that he has believed as he has been asked to believe. That's all about it. And from that point of view, alhamdulillah, no Muslim is mushrik in that sense. He believes in those five things. But whether that he believes in those five things, the itaqad, iman, jo uska hai uske andar hai, kitna mazboot hai, how strong it is. And this is where the problem is. We accept, we say we are Muslim, we make our namaz, we go for our hajj, we do our zakat, we do all these things. But we have separated our general actions, our attitude, our etiquette, our akhlaq, our kirdar, we have separated from the beliefs. And we think that we are Muslim, we are making namaz. Often you must have seen the argument, crooked argument. Long time ago, I had read in one of the newspapers, there was a Muslim lady. In month of Ramadan, she had gone for gambling. She won some money, whatever she won. And somebody told her, how can you do this in the month of Ramadan? She said, but I was fasting. So you see, the crooked definition that we have, they can get away with lots of these things by saying, I was doing this. So the thing is that there is a discrepancy between our belief and our actions. And that's what Quran is pointing out. And therefore Quran says to the Muslims, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ay iman walo, means those who claim they are mu'min, naturally they have got more responsibility than those who are not Muslim, mu'min. And therefore Quran demands from them what Quran says to them, ki ay musalmano, ay iman walo, ittaqullah. Be conscious of your accountability to Allah. Be perpetually conscious of your accountability to Allah. Ittaqullah. And then Allah Ta'ala said, وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَغَدْ. That each soul, each person must watch out, must look out what they have sent for tomorrow. What actions, good or bad? Kya achha kaam kiya hai, kya bura kaam kiya hai? What we have sent for the accountability accounts of tomorrow? In the akhirat ke liye kya bheja hai? What we have sent? And whatever we have sent, is it worth of any value whatsoever? So the thing is this world where we are living, it is full of action. Ye amal ki dunya hai. Ye kaam ki dunya hai. And therefore, it is in this world, whatever you are doing, And what are you sending for tomorrow? When nothing will come to your help. When nothing will come to your aid. Except our deeds, whatever there may be. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, don't be like these munafiqeen. He says, you must watch out. In other words, what Allah Ta'ala said in this principle, that each person should take an account of himself. What he has been doing. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, each soul must see, must watch out what they have sent for tomorrow. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. It's very seldom, in fact, I don't remember, but it is seldom in one verse, twice the word اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ may have appeared. The first اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ means that you must watch out, be accountable to Allah, and send something for tomorrow, otherwise you will be in loss. The second وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Again, be accountable to your deeds, to Allah. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Because Allah knows what you have been doing. Allah Ta'ala, عَلَمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. What you do in the darkness of night, what you do in the day, Allah Ta'ala knows about it. Ye to Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat hai. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, what we have got in our heart, we have done anybody thing. You don't tell anybody, nobody knows anything about it, people think you are very good. But Allah knows. And therefore from whom you are hiding. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, Bataqullah, the increase, watch out, your accountability to Allah. Why? Because you will not be able to hide from Him, you will not be able to run away from Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Because Allah Ta'ala knows what you have been doing. It is the amal and nothing else. Deed, nothing else. As the hadith says, that when a person dies, it happens every day. Because ہماری آنکھوں میں پردہ پڑا ہوا ہے. We have got a veil on our eyes. We do it every day. Every day we go to Qabristan. Every day we go and bury somebody. But look at the condition in the Qabristan when you go and bury people. What's happening there? Except those people who are directly involved in the Qabr. They are meeting, they are laughing, as if they are living the whole world. Instead of being thinking about himself, today my friend has gone, tomorrow I'll be going to the same grave. Look around, just see what the community is doing. I'm not exaggerating. But just look. Next time when you go to any Qabristan, just see what anybody is doing. Instead of saying what is happening to me tomorrow or next time. How many times it has happened that we got a very a friend of mine and met somebody in the Qabristan, next day or same day you are going to bury the same person who was there in Qabristan. It's happening every day. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, okay, what you have sent for tomorrow? إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِرٌ مَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And if you haven't sent, if you don't have the sense of accountability to Allah, what does it mean? That means that you have forgotten Allah. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, okay, if they, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ. Do not be like those people who have forgotten Allah. Who are those people? These are those people who do not believe in Islam. These are munafiqeen, or the enemies of Islam, or the disbelievers. So you want to like them? Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا, do not be like those people who forgot Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says about the community, the munafiqeen and the enemies of Islam or disbelievers, what Allah Ta'ala did to them? وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala نے ان کو اپنے آپ کو بلوا دیا. In other words, Allah Ta'ala made them forget themselves. At another place Allah Ta'ala says, but same munafiqeen, nasullah, panasayahum. They forgot Allah, Allah also forgot them. And that will happen in the Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala, when he's there, and the banda, the man will say, I did this, yes. Allah Ta'ala will say, at that time you had forgotten me, and today I am forgetting you. So do you want us to be like those? When Allah Ta'ala says that that time, that day you forgot me and I'm going to forget you now? There's a couplet which says, Amal se zindagi banti hai jannat bhi jahannam bhi. Amal se zindagi banti hai jannat bhi jahannam bhi. Ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai na nari hai. That it is your deeds which make you deserve the jannat or jahannam as the case may be. Because the man by itself, as has been created, has not been destined to jahannam, has not been destined to jannat. It is our deeds which is going to make something or the other. And if that is the case, how negligent we are. So if iman takes root in our heart, strongly takes root in our heart, then the man forgets about anybody else. They do not care who says what. They can accuse you, ridicule you, but let them ridicule you, so what? Let me give an example. All, especially the young people, they are very much involved in cricket and all those things. You know that Muhammad Yusuf, who was a Christian, he became Muslim. This is the condition in the Muslim world. What can you do about it? This is the condition of the Muslim in the Muslim countries. In September just now, in Pakistan, there are going to be a cricket series. How many will be fasting? Well, there are some who fast even when they are playing cricket, but good luck to them. But generally I am speaking. If the Muslim world as a whole, or at least the cricketing countries as a whole, would have said, we are not going to play in month of Ramadan. It would have been a dawah. It would have been gone as a message. Muhammad Yusuf has refused to play in the month of Ramadan, and he said, this is the month of Ibadat for me, and I'm not going to play cricket. This is a slap in the face of those people who are playing in the cricket at that time. They are Muslims. But what, same thing, they are Muslim. If we want to do something, then our nafs creates all kinds of loopholes. All kinds of argument will give you. Very logical argument will give you. So what? Ramzan, Qaza Roza, this Roza, that Roza, or something like that. Or somebody has come from Lahore to play in Karachi, I'm Musafir. If you want to give excuses, excuses after excuses, then what happens? You know, in the law, ignorance is no excuse. So the thing is this, we are, as Muslims, we are living. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslim. But whether the iman has got into our heart is such an extent that we are prepared to stand up to the world. This is the issue. Now somebody, Muhammad Yusuf will say he is a fundamentalist, intaha pasand, extremist, and we want to be liberal. Liberal means what? Liberal means ke bhai namaze padh lo aur ja kar ke wahan gana bhi ga lo aur naach bhi kar lo aur thoda sa gunah bhi kar lo. So kya, Allah mere se maafi maang lenge? This is a crooked kind of argument that we have. And therefore, what Allah Ta'ala is saying here to the mu'mineen, ki in order to be Muslim, then you have to be 24-hour Muslims, not part-time Muslims. And in order to remain on the even keel, you have to learn Islam. Don't read about Islam. You have to learn how to be mu'min. Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala ajma'in have learned. They did not read. They learned in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore, if you want to be on the even keel, there is no shortcut about it. You have to learn it. You have to find somebody. You have to submit yourself to somebody who can tell you what's wrong with you. What's wrong with your actions? There's no shortcut about it. We do it every day with everything we do it. Why can't we do about this? No accountant can get his degree unless he has got the internship. No medical degree will be given unless he has learned the internship. No lawyer would become a lawyer unless he has passed the examination and learned as an attorney with somebody else. Every day we do the same thing. If you accept this in something else, why can't you accept in this? Now, this murabbi, the shaykh, this teacher, whatever you like to call him, I'm not saying that you must take the bath. Bath is a formal thing, you can do it, that's good enough. But at least submit yourself. Maulana Abdul Bari Daryabadi, who has written the tafsir of the Quran, Maulana Abdul Bari Nadvi, they had submitted themselves to Maulana Tharamatul Aliyah, they were not bath with him. But they submitted themselves. But you have to submit yourself. There is no shortcut about it. Even an alim needs another bigger alim to treat him. As our Shaykh Hakim Sahib, he says, a doctor, it happens every day. A cardiologist, if something goes wrong with him, can he operate on himself? He says, why I'm cardiologist, I'm good, the surgeon, the thoracic surgeon, he said, I can operate on myself. He needs somebody else to operate on him. Or go to take the dawa, I say, no, this dawa is not right, this is dawa the right. So in our everyday thing, we accept this thing. Why can't we accept it about our Iman and Islam? And therefore, avoid that time when in Surah and Fujar, Allah Ta'ala mentions that in the Qiyamah, in the day of Qiyamah, the man, insan, the man will come and to the Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will say at that time, no nasihat will be of any use to you today. You have been living this world, now you have come at the final hour, nothing, anna lahu zikra. Where the nasihat will come? Nothing there. What the man will say? Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Oh, I wish I had sent something for this day today. So that's what Allah Ta'ala is asking you to do. Instead of that day, in the Qiyamah we say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. I wish I had said something for my life tomorrow. And therefore, a wise man is he who learns about this and acts upon it. And if he does not do that, then he is in loss. And the loss in the Qiyamah is much bigger than the loss which you have here. And a wise man, he is he who learns about this. And once you do that, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will help you. And whatever I have said, I myself deserve the same nasihat. If you have understood, that's very good. The couplet says, because when you go to any country, anywhere, you prepare lots of your provision on your way to take this. For your provision on the way, it will be of my use. Mulk-e-Adam ka hai safar. Mulk-e-Adam ka hai safar. Aur paas kuch bhi nahi. We are going to Mulk-e-Adam, to Akhirat, and nothing. Hausle dekhiye in besar aur samanon ke. Look at the audacity of these people, have nothing, and they're going so far away for this with no provision whatsoever. So prepare your provision, get somebody, hold on to somebody, you are lucky. I don't know how many of you realize it. You are lucky that you got your Maulana Patel Sahib, but there are some of you also, it doesn't matter who. But you have to, there is no shortcut about it. Once you do that, inshallah Ta'ala will help you. Make dua for yourself, make dua for me. وآخر الدعوة رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.